愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天下午我们一起来学习的题目是做主的朋友。
The topic of our afternoon mutual encouragement is be a friend of the Lord.
我们先看约翰福音的十五章。
Let us first turn to the book of John, chapter 15.
约翰福音的第十五章。
John chapter 15.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音十五章的第十四节。
The book of John, chapter 15, verse 14.
十四节啊。
Verse 14.
你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。
Verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
这是主耶稣跟门徒所说的话。
These are words that Jesus spoke to his disciples.
主耶稣跟门徒的关系啊，有很多种。
There are many facets to the relationship between Jesus and his disciples.
主耶稣是老师。
On one hand, he is a teacher.
门徒是学生。
His disciples are students.
这是一种关系。
That is one relationship.
是高跟低的关系。
That is a relationship that has a level, two different levels.
主耶稣是神的儿子。
The Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
他基本上在灵里面就是神本身。
Fundamentally, in spirit, he is God himself.
他是道成为肉身来到世上。
He is the Word who became flesh and came into this world.
他就是全能的神，永在的父。
He is the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father.
门徒呢，只是神造的人。
The disciples are merely men created by God.
所以主耶稣的关系跟门徒就是创造跟被造的关系。
So another relationship between Jesus and his disciples is that the Lord is the creator and the disciples are those who are created.
也是一高一低。
Again, there is a higher level and a lower level.
一个无限，一个有限。
One that is infinite and one that is finite.
我们知道啊，人与人之间要交朋友，基本上你的层次、你的水平。你的社会的阶层决定你的朋友圈是什么人。
In the human world, when we make friends with somebody, typically, we are friends with those people who are within our social circles of approximately the same class.
很少会跨越社会的壕沟或者是所谓的阶级的层次来交朋友的。
It is rare to see friends who become friends by crossing the divide of class.
一般来说啊，有钱人的朋友都是有钱人。
Commonly, the friends of the rich are also rich.
富豪的朋友都是富豪。
富豪。
富豪就是 extremely rich 的那些。
And the extremely rich also have extremely rich friends.
工人阶级的朋友都是工人阶级的。
The working class tend to make friends in the working class.
很少说会差很远。
It is rare for this.A divide to be crossed.
但是这里有一个很特别的现象。
But here, there is a phenomenon that is very special.
就是主耶稣啊，他说我可以跟你们做朋友。
Here, Jesus says that he can be friends with you.
如果你听我的话
，If you do whatever he commands,
我会把你们看成我的朋友。
Then he will call you his friend.
这个就很奇妙。
This is wonderful.
因为那么高层次的主耶稣，怎么可能把自己拉得那么低来跟我们做朋友呢
？Because the Lord Jesus, who is high above us, is willing to lower himself and befriend us.
这个对主耶稣本身没有什么特别的好处。
To the Lord Jesus himself, our friendship does not benefit him.
但是对我们本身呢，就很大的恩典。
But to us, to befriend the Lord is a great grace.
因为我们太不配了。
Because of how unworthy we are.
你可以想象一下。
Let us imagine.
是吧？如果你在公司里面上班呢？
Let us imagine us working in a company.
你认识很多人。
And we in the company know many people.
很少碰到大老板啊，比如说 CEO 啊，很少会碰到。
It is very rare for us in the company to meet the CEO.
哇，但是有一天如果你在电梯里面碰到他了。
But one day, if we meet the CEO in the elevator,
他拍拍你的肩膀。
And the CEO taps our shoulder.
你跟他说，老板，有什么吩咐？
We would respond by saying, "Boss, what do you command us to do?"
他如果跟你讲，你不要讲这个，你是我的朋友。
If he tells you or tells us that don't worry about this, you are my friend.
有什么事，个人的电话打电话给我。
Here is my personal phone number. You can call me if you have any concerns.
或者是他在别人面前，在你的同事，在外面的人面前说你是我的朋友。
Or if in front of other people and in front of your colleagues, the CEO taps you and says you are my friend.
突然间你觉得你很荣幸。
Then you will feel very honorable.
因为啊，这种恩典太大了。
Because it is such a great grace.
那朋友之间呢，有时候会背景会不一样。
Sometimes friends will have different backgrounds.
可能也了解事情也不一样。
Sometimes they have different understandings.
但是为什么能够做朋友呢
？But why can they become friends?
有时候年龄也可能也差很多。
Sometimes even their age is different.
有所谓的忘年之交啊，你差几十岁，他可以当你爸爸了。有时候。
Sometimes people have this generational divide, even though they're separated by a generation, but they can still be friends.
但是可以成为很好的朋友。
They can still be friends.
为什么呢？
Why?
就心中有一点呢，你两个人呢，叫交流，好像有碰在一起。
It is because there's something in common between the two people that allows them to communicate and get along with each other.
这种感觉很特别的。
That is a very special relationship.
在座的各位，我邀请你们想一想，你现在闭着眼睛想想，谁是你最好的朋友？
If I ask you right now to close your eyes and think about who is your best friend.
好嘞，你告诉自己一个人名出来。
If you tell yourself who is your best friend.
可以称得上你这一辈子最好的朋友是谁？
Who is your best friend, the best friend you have in your life?
可能很久以前的事。
Perhaps you will think about someone from a long time ago.
可能这个朋友啊，已经不在了，已经离世了。
Perhaps this friend is no longer with you.
没有人可以代替他的。
And no one is able to replace him or her.
甚至那个朋友啊，比你配偶啊更了解你。
Perhaps this friend knows you, even understands you better than your spouse.
跟你的亲人啊，比你的亲人更亲。
Perhaps this friend is closer to you than your relatives.
但是因为时空的关系啊，现在见不到了，现在也没有以前那么热烈的交流。
But because of the challenges of time and space, so you do not interact with him or her as often anymore.
主耶稣在这里呢，告诉我们一个事实。
But here, the Lord Jesus tells us this truth.
世界的朋友啊，有时空环境的关系啊，会改变。
He tells us that our friends in the world will change because of the limits of time and space.
但是主耶稣愿意做你的朋友。
But the Lord Jesus is willing to be your friend.
他愿意被你了解。
He is willing to be understood by you.
他也最了解你。
And he is the one who most understands you.
这种关系啊，就是我们今天要查考的。
And so this relationship is the one that we're going to study today.
主耶稣说，我可以做你的朋友，你们也可以做我的朋友。
The Lord Jesus tells you that he can be your friend and you can be his friend.
有什么好处呢？
So how does that benefit you?
我们看呢第十四节，十五节。
Let us read verse 15.
十五章的十五节。
John chapter 15, verse 15.
以后呢，我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友。因为我从我父所听见的都已经告诉了你们了。
Verse 15, No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you.
原来做主耶稣的朋友有一个很大的好处。
There is one great benefit of being the friend of the Lord Jesus.
你可以很了解主耶稣在想什么。
That is, you can understand clearly what the Lord is thinking.
因为他会直接告诉你他想什么。
Because he will tell you directly what he is thinking.
朋友之间这个很奇妙了，就是会互相的告诉对方你心里面在想什么，你的想法。
Our close friends will often tell each other what is on their mind.
如果只是老板跟仆人的关系呢，就不会有这样的现实。
In the case of a master and servant, that is not so.
老板叫你做事，你就去做。
A master or a boss, when he tells you to do something, you just do it.
你也不需要知道那么多。
And there's no need for you to understand the reason for doing something.
因为你是仆人而已。
Because you're a servant.
他没有必要告诉你。
There's no need for the master to tell you why.
但是如果他是你的朋友。
But if he is your friend.
他就把他头脑里面整个的想法，他的意志完全的跟你分享。
Then he will share with you the thoughts and the will in his mind.
你知道的这不是一个片面一个动作。
What you understand will no longer be just an action.
你知道的是他的全盘的计划。
Rather, you will understand the entire plan.
还有他的心中所喜悦的东西。
And what are the things that pleases him?
我们今天想一想。
Let us think about ourselves today.
我们知道神的意志有多少。
How much do we know about the will of the Lord?
今天如果神告诉你。
Today, if the Lord tells you.
你可以让我求一件事。
That you can ask from me anything.
你会求什么？
What will you ask?
有人可能说，神啊，你给我事业顺利。
Some might ask for success in their business.
给我钱。
Some might ask for money.
给我孩子乖。
Some might ask for good children.
这些都是我们所看到的。
These are all tangible.
其实这些东西不难得到。
But these things are not hard to achieve.
有一个更难得到的是什么？
What is more difficult to achieve?
更应该求的是什么？
What is the one thing that we should more so ask for?
我们应该求说，神啊，让我更了解你。
We should ask to have a better understanding of the Lord.
如果你了解神的想法，
Because if we understand the thoughts of the Lord,
你的一生就会成功。
Then we will have success in our lives.
因为神是那个主，宇宙的主宰。
Because the Lord, He is the Lord and Master of the universe.
他看事情啊，是从永恒的角度来看事情。
When He looks at something, he takes the perspective of eternity.
他从属灵的东西来角度来看事情。
He takes the perspective of the spirit.
我们呢就从肉体的角度、短暂的角度来看事情。
Whereas we view things from a short-term, worldly and fleshly
perspective. 如果你能够了解神怎么想。
But if we are able to understand how God thinks,
下一步神应该觉得你应该怎么做
then we will know what next steps to take and what God wants us to do.
这样的话，你的人生还会有什么东西得不到了吗？
And then if that is so, then what is there in the world that we cannot accomplish?
你还会得不到美满的人生吗？
Can we not have a fulfilling life?
所以当神的朋友当主的朋友一个最大的好处就可以了解主的想法
Therefore, one of the greatest benefits of being a friend of the Lord is to understand his thoughts.
今天很多弟兄姐妹有说我们信了主很久
Many of our brothers and sisters have believed in the Lord for a long time.
但是有时候我们不怎么了解主的想法
But sometimes we do not know very well the thoughts of the Lord.
我们有时候想着哎呀我自己想下一步要怎么做
We think for ourselves and we plan to think about what to do next.
怎么做对我最好
We think about what we can do to benefit ourselves the most.
但是如果你了解主的想法
But if we understand the thinking of the Lord,
主觉得怎么比较好
If we know what the Lord thinks is best,
你按这样去做的话
And we do accordingly,
哇，你的人生就美满了
Then our life will be very fulfilling.
所以我们要追求做主的朋友
Therefore, we should pursue to be a friend of the Lord.
不单只是做主的仆人
Not only to be his servant.
不单只是做主的受造物
Not only to be his creation.
还要做主的朋友
But we too must be his friend.
那圣经里面呢有记载有一些称为主的朋友的
In the Bible, there are certain characters who are called the friend of the Lord.
我们来看看他们到底是谁
Let us look at who they are.
我们看这个雅各书第二章
Let us turn to the book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书二章二十三节
The book of James, chapter 2, verse 23.
雅各书第二章二十三节
James, chapter 2, verse 23.
二章二十三节
James 2:23
这就应验经上所说亚伯拉罕信神这就算为他的义他要得称为神的朋友
Verse 23 And the scripture was fulfilled which says Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness and he was called the friend of God
这里啊新约的雅各长老特别介绍亚伯拉罕到底是谁
Here Elder James in the New Testament introduced Abraham.
有人说啊，我知道。
Some people say they know.
他是以色列人的祖宗。
They know that Abraham is the forefather of the Israelites.
这答对。
That is correct.
有人说他是信心之父。
Some say Abraham is the father of faith.
哇，信心非常的好。
Because he had great faith.
这也答对。
That is also correct.
但是亚伯拉罕还好是谁？
But how else can you characterize Abraham?
啊，如果你给亚伯拉罕一个卡片哦，下面要写他的 title， 很重要啊。今天我们都很看重我们的。头衔嘛
If you ask Abraham to write down his title,
啊，他的头衔是什么
？What is his title?
这里有多一个是神的朋友亚伯拉罕。
Here it tells us additionally that Abraham is the friend of God.
哇，这个身份就很特别了。
This is a very special status.
他可以称为神的朋友。
He is called the friend of God.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他对神很有信心。
It is because he had great faith in God.
神叫他做什么，他就做什么。
He did whatever God instructed him to do.
神叫他从乌尔出来
God called him out of the land of Ur
离开他的父家
to depart from the land of his fathers
民族
and his people
还有自己的所熟的地方
and familiar surroundings
去一个没有去过的地方
to go to a place where he had not been to before
也没有告诉他在哪里
and God did not tell him where he was going
神跟他讲以后我要祝福你
God simply told him that he will bless him
那个时候亚伯拉罕已经是个75岁的老人了
at that time Abraham was a 75-year-old man
已经可以退休了
He was retired.
还要搞移民
And he still had to immigrate.
还要不晓得去哪里
And he did not know where he was going.
还有一个儿子都没有
And he did not have even a single son.
但是神说我要祝福你
But God told him that he will bless Abraham.
没有任何的证据
And there was no, although there was no evidence.
我们今天去移民之前啊，都要去听一下那个移民公司的讲座啊。
Today, when we plan to immigrate to another country, we have to go to the immigration
Information session,
the information session from
there
to find out more about the country that we're going to and read some maps
有亲戚来接待你啊
and when we arrive we ask our relatives to
什么都没有
bring us around otherwise but for Abraham he had nothing
神叫他走他就走了
God simply told him go and he left
这个就是对神的信心
that is the faith he had in God
有时候我们今天人呢头脑太复杂
Sometimes today human beings have a very complex mind.
我们的理性哦, 有时候超过我们的信仰。
Sometimes our logic or reason exceeds our faith.
我们呢, 用自己的头脑来衡量神的旨意。
We use our minds to measure the will of God.
神啊, 这样有理由吗?
We ask God whether this is rational.
你这样要求合理吗?
We ask God whether his requirements are rational.
对我有帮助吗?
Whether they are beneficial to
为什么你不这样?
Us. We ask, why does not God do this?
所以得不到福气。
And because we ask these questions, we are not blessed.
问得越多，就代表信心越少。
Because the more we ask, the less faith we have.
亚伯拉罕没有问。
Abraham did not ask.
神叫他去。
God told him to go.
他走出去。
And he left.
出去的时候还不知道自己在哪里。
And when he got out of his country, he did not know where he was going.
因为他对神有那么多的信任。
Because he trusts God abundantly.
神说，你可以成为我的朋友。
Therefore, God called him his friend.
这种对神的信任很重要。
Therefore, our trust in God is very important.
朋友与朋友之间呢, 一个字就是信。
There is a very important concept between friends is their trust.
如果没有信任, 就没有友谊。
If they do not have trust in one another, then there is no friendship.
你叫朋友做事, 又信不过人家。
You cannot befriend somebody without trusting him.
比如说你要去旅游了, 你把钥匙交给你朋友说, 来我家里帮我看一下啊。
For example, if you're going on vacation and you give your house keys to your friend to ask him to look after your house.
来我家帮我浇浇水啊, 那个雨啊, 要喂一下。
Or to ask them to mow your lawn or to ask them to feed your fish.
好, 那朋友, 如果是好朋友的话, 还说, 好, 那没问题了, 啊, 好朋友嘛。
If it is a good friend, then he will say, sure, that's fine, no problem.
但是如果你加一句,
but if you add the following words,
记得不要偷东西哦,
don't steal from my house.
记得啊,不要多拿哦。
If you tell him, but don't take things from my house,
你朋友会怎样?
How will your friend react?
钥匙还给你了,你去找你信得过的人。
Your friend might ask you to take back your keys and find somebody else.
你信不过我, why要找我?
Because they will ask, if you do not trust me, then why do you ask me to help you? And why do you ask me so many questions?
我们对神也是一样。
It is the same between us and God.
有时候我们说嘴巴说信神哦, 其实信自己。
Sometimes we say with our mouth that we believe in God, but the one that we really believe in is ourselves.
信专家。
We believe in experts.
信医生。
We believe in doctors.
信我们有了钱。
We believe in our money.
但是我们信神信得很少。
But we believe in God very little.
所以啊, 神说, 我要当你的朋友啊, 你都不相信我, 怎么做我的朋友啊?
Therefore, if God wants to be our friend, but we refuse to trust him, then how can he be our friend?
神跟亚伯拉罕说, 你要献上你的独生子。
God instructed Abraham to offer his only son,
你最爱的,
the one that he loved the most,
啊, 就是以撒。
And who is Isaac?
哇, 如果换我们, 我们做得出来吗?
If he asked us the same question, could we carry it out?
今天人最爱的是什么?
Today, what do we as human beings love the most?
已经不是钱了,
it's not money.
是自己的孩子,
it's our own children.
孩子啊, 胜过你的命。
Our children is more important than our own lives.
啊, 自己可以死, 孩子不可以死, 对不对?
We can die ourselves, but our children
如果只能选一个,
cannot.
我替他死。
If we could only make one choice, we would rather die for our children.
我来加拿大就是为了孩子。
Many of us say when we immigrate to Canada for
我们都是,
our own children,
我们都是很伟大的父母啊。
Because these are all very great parents.
为孩子牺牲一切, 为孩子移民。
For the sake of their children, they sacrifice everything.
我们爱我们的下一代。
Indeed, we love our next generation.
神跟亚伯拉罕说, 我就是要你那个, 最爱的那个。
God asked Abraham for his most loved, beloved son.
如果你是亚伯拉罕, 你做得出来吗?
If you were Abraham, could you actually do this?
亚伯拉罕没有第二个疑问。
But Abraham did not question the Lord.
没有问神说, 神啊, 你是不是记错了?
He did not question the Lord, saying, Lord, have you remembered the wrong thing?
我还有另外一个不是很爱的, 或是爱少一点的, 你要不要那一个?
Do you remember I have another child whom I don't love as much? Do you want to take that one instead?
或是你不是忘记你答应我, 祝福我?
Or he did not say, Lord, have you forgotten that you have promised me this and you have blessed me? And now you want to take it away from me?
不然也没有问。
Abraham did not ask any of these.
神啊,你要我就给你。
Rather, he was willing to offer to God what God asked for.
我完全相信你不会做错。
He believed absolutely that God would not make a mistake.
我完全相信你的应许。
He absolutely believed in the promises of God.
这个孩子我献上了死了,
he believed that even if this son was killed and died, the Lord could still resurrect him.
因为对神有这种绝对100%的信任。
And because Abraham had this 100% trust in the Lord.
有了信任才会幸福，才会顺从。
Therefore, he was able to be submissive to the Lord and he was blessed.
有了顺从才会得到祝福。
And because he was submissive, he received blessings.
他就得到神的祝福了。
And he was blessed by God.
成为神的朋友。
He became a friend of God.
那神跟他很亲哦。
Therefore, God was close with him.
亲到什么程度呢？
How close were they?
我们看创世纪三十一章。
Let us turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。
The book of Genesis, chapter 31.
创世纪我们看十八章，对不起，我们看创世纪十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
十六节。
Verse 16.
创世纪十八章十六节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 16.
十八章十六节。
Genesis 18:16.
三人呢，就从那里起行，向所多玛观看。亚伯拉罕也与他们同行，要送他们一程。
Verse 16. Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom.And Abraham went with them to send them on their way.
这里三个人呢，就是一个是神，一个是另外两个是天使。
Here, there were three who came to Abraham. One was God, and two were God's angels.
他们以这个肉身的显现呢，来到亚伯拉罕的家门口假装是一个旅客经过。
They appeared in the form of flesh, before. The home of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕呢就很好客，就请他们吃饭。
And because Abraham was very, very hospitable, so he invited them for a meal.
结果不小心呢，就请客请到神跟他的使者。
But accidentally, Abraham actually was treating God and his agents.
那吃完饭之后呢，神就讲了。
So after the meal, God said.
那我们看第十七节其中有一个是神啊。
Let us read verse 17.
其中有一个呢，中间一个就是耶和华的，他就说了。我所做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Verse 17. Among the three was one was the Lord, and the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?"
这句话非常宝贵。
This is a very precious verse.
这句话可以表现神跟亚伯拉罕之间的友谊好到什么程度？
Because this phrase tells us the degree of friendship that the Lord had toward Abraham.
神说啊，我要做的事，我怎么可以不跟亚伯拉罕讲呢？
God said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?"
今天如果你有一个很好的朋友，
Today, if you have a very good friend,
你做什么事一定会先跟他讲。
Before you do anything, you will tell that friend.
比如说你要移民了。
For example, if you're moving away,
你会跟他说，哎呀，我有移民的计划了。
Then you will tell your friend that you're planning to move.
我想要结婚了。
If you're about to get married,
我要跟这个人结婚，你有什么意见？
You will tell your friend, I'm about to marry this person.
这个人好还是不好？
Do you think this person is good for me?
对不对？你这种大人生大事，一定会跟你最好的朋友讲。
When you have a very great event in your life, you will tell it to your friend.
你绝对不会做完了才跟他讲。
You will not finish the task and then tell your friend afterwards.
这种不是真朋友。
Because that is not a true friendship.
神就说了，我准备要做一些事情，我怎么可以瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？
Here God says, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing?"
神准备要做什么事呢？
And what was God about to do?
他要用硫磺火毁灭充满同性恋淫乱的所多玛、蛾摩拉。
He was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone.
神已经决定一定要这样做了。
This was the determination of God.
这是神决定，因为我的亚伯拉罕跟我那么好朋友，所以做之前要先通知他一声。
But because the Lord realized that Abraham was a good friend of his, so before he did this, he would tell Abraham.
所以啊，亚伯拉罕就知道这个机密，这个神的旨意。
As a result, Abraham was able to find out about the plan of God.
还可以为罗德来代求。
And he was able to intercede for his nephew Lot.
你看亚伯拉罕跟神有多亲啊。
This is how close Abraham was with God.
亲到是好朋友的关系。
They were close, so close that they were good friends.
他了解神的旨意。
He was able to find out about the plan and the will of God.
弟兄姐妹，我现在问你一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you the following question.
我不是问你，你相不相信神。
I'm not asking you whether you believe in God or not.
你一定说你相信。
Because you will say you believe.
不然不会坐在这里。
Otherwise, you will not be sitting here.
我要问你一个问题。
But I'm asking you the following.
你跟神亲不亲啊？
Are you close with God?
这个是一个很有意思的问题。
That is a meaningful question.
比如说你们两个有结婚。
For example,the two of you are married.
我知道你们是夫妻啊。
I know that you're husband and wife.
但是我问你，你们夫妻感情好还是不好？
But I ask you, is your relationship good?
表面上是夫妻。
Superficially, you are husband and wife.
但心有亲吗？
But are your hearts close?
有些夫妻哦，不亲的。
Some husbands and wives are not close with one another.
因为感情不好。
Because they have a bad relationship.
没有沟通。
They do not communicate.
也不晓得对方想什么。
And they do not know what each other is thinking.
个性很不一样。
Their personalities are different.
有些夫妻呢就很亲。
But other couples are very close.
关系也每个人都不一样。
So everyone's relationship is different.
但是你跟神的关系亲不亲呢？
But what is your relationship with God? Are you close?
你是不是只相信有神？
Do you simply believe that God exists?
礼拜六时间到了，就来报道一下。
Do you simply come to church on the Sabbath for attendance?
还是你跟神很亲？
Or are you actually close with God?
你很想跟神多交流。
Do you often communicate with God?
你很了解神的想法。
Do you understand clearly the thoughts of God?
你很了解神怎么看你。
Do you understand how God views you?
有一位弟兄。
There was one brother.
哦，以前认识他，他在别的地方。
Whom I know from the past.
他常常很看重他的信仰。
He very emphasized his faith.
哦，然后他常常祷告。
He often prayed.
常常聚会。
He often attended services.
常常侍奉神。
And he served the Lord.
他有一次跟我讲。
Once he told me.
他以前那个见证。
A testimony.
他以前在印尼。
He said he used to be in Indonesia.
他是一个华人哦。
He was a Chinese person.
我们知道印尼的华人啊，那边都是做生意。
Many Chinese people in Indonesia have their own businesses.
那二十多年前呢，印尼常都有排华的运动。
And more than 20 years ago in Indonesia, there were a lot of these protests against the Chinese people in Indonesia.
华人会赚钱。
Because a lot of the Chinese people there made a lot of money.
本地人呢，看到就眼红了。
But the locals did not.
常常都有一种社会的动荡。
So there was a tension in the society.
但是呢，也不是真的是严重到会有生命的危险。
But it was not so severe that his life was at risk.
但是有一次又有暴动。
But one time there was another riot.
白天的时候呢，有一些人呢在抢华人的店啊，在放火啊，怎么样啊
？So during the daytime, there were people who were burning down stores or looting stores.
这种事情也不是没有发生过。
But that had happened already in the past.
但是当天晚上啊，这位弟兄啊，就跟他太太一起在家里祷告。
And that evening, this brother was praying with his wife at home.
祷告的时候，圣灵充满。
While they were praying, they were filled with Holy Spirit.
突然觉得心中很不安。
And suddenly, he felt very uneasy in his heart.
他听到圣灵的跟他的声音。
He was able to hear the sound of the Holy Spirit.
今天晚上赶快要走。
Telling him to depart that night.
他还不晓得为什么会这样。
He did not know why.
但是这个感觉很明显。
But that feeling he had was very, very strong.
这个声音很清楚。
The voice was very clear.
当天晚上也来不及整理什么行李。
So that evening, there was no time for them to pack everything.
就跟他太太还有两个很小的孩子。
But he and his wife and two small children.
那个时候还晚上十二点多一点。
At about midnight or 1 o'clock at night.
他们就赶紧把孩子赶上车，还在睡觉，把他挖醒，赶上车就开车就出去郊外了。
They took the children and brought them onto the car and then drove away.
他一边开车一边祷告。
While he was driving, he was praying.
开车出去的时候
，When he was driving,
那个路还是很平静。
The road was fine.
但是隔了一天
，But one day later.
新闻就爆了。
The news reported that
雅加达暴动越来越厉害，整个晚上这个城市里面的华人受到攻击。
That there was great riot in the city of Jakarta, and there many Chinese people were hurt.
然后他过了几天才回到，等平静的时候才回到雅加达的家。
And so it was only a few days later when things became more calm that he returned home to Jakarta.
你看到这个家
，and he saw his home.
东西被抢光。
That everything had been taken away.
玻璃被打破。
The glass was all shattered.
他心中很感谢主。
But in his heart, he thanked the Lord.
他感谢主什么
？What did he thank the Lord for?
如果不是圣灵，当天晚上叫我马上就要走。
He thought if it was not for the Holy Spirit warning him and telling him to get away that night.
我在家里。
And if he stayed at home.
就不是财产不见而已了。
Then not only would his possessions have perished.
是神的保守啊。
But he himself as well. Therefore. It was the protection of God that saved him.
他当天晚上只是穿着拖鞋逃走的。
That evening, he was wearing his sandals when he ran away.
什么都没有了。
He didn't bring anything.
但是生命还有。
But he still has his life.
神的保守。
So it was through the protection of God.
你跟神很亲啊。
If you are very close with God,
神会把他的计划、他的旨意告诉你。
God will tell you His plan and His will.
很自然的。
Naturally.
你不用担心你人生要怎么规划。
If you're close to Him, you do not have to plan about your life.
当然我们要计划。
We do have to have some plans.
但是计划赶不上变化。
But our plans will not be able to catch up with the changes in our life.
计划了很多，但是到最后是一场空。
We can plan many things, but oftentimes in the end, nothing happens.
但是如果神是你的朋友,
but if God is our friend,
神一定告诉你他的计划,
then God will tell you his plans.
一定告诉你对你最好的,
and he will tell you what is the best for you.
但是你要对神有信心,
but you must believe in him.
你跟神亲不亲, 这个很关键。
Therefore, the key is whether or not you are close to him.
对神有绝对的信任,
if you trust him completely,
绝对的顺从。
And you submit to him completely,
神就可以做你的朋友。
Then he will be your friend.
再来我们来看另外一个神的朋友。
Let us look at another friend of the Lord.
这是摩西。
He is Moses.
我们看出埃及记。
Let us turn to the book of Exodus.
33章。
Chapter
33. 11节。
Verse 11.
33章11节。
Exodus chapter 33 verse 11.
出埃及记三十三章十一节。
Exodus 33:11.
我们从第十节开始。
Let us start from verse 10.
三十三章的十节。
Chapter 33 verse 10.
众百姓看见云柱立在会幕前，就起来，个人在自己帐幕旁的门口下拜。
Verse 10. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshipped each man in his tent door.
11节。
Verse 11.
耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。摩西转到营里去，唯有他的帮手一个少年人认得约子约书亚，不离开会幕。
Verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp, but his servants Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle.
这里说有两种人跟神有不同的关系。
Here it talks about two types of people and their relationship with God.
第一种人呢，就是几百万的百姓。
The first people are the millions of the people of Israel.
当神的云彩啊。
When the pillar of cloud,
云柱啊，从会幕面前啊，降下来的时候。
When the pillar of cloud was standing at the tabernacle door,
大家知道啊，神要降临了。
These millions of people knew that God was about to come.
大家的只在自己的帐幕门口，跪在那边就拜神。
So they all stood in front of their own tent door and they worshiped God there.
他们不敢靠近，也不能靠近。
They were afraid to draw near to the tabernacle and they were not allowed to draw near to the tabernacle.
很有距离。
Therefore, there was a great distance between them and God.
这里十一节说摩西就不一样。
But a second people here, verse 11 says Moses, he was different.
这里说摩西啊，面对面跟神说话。
Verse 11 says Moses spoke to the Lord face to face.
好像人跟朋友说话一样。
As a man speaks to his friend.
这里说朋友与朋友之间呢，有一个共通点，就是一定要交通。
Here it tells us that.Between friends, they will communicate.
还有呢，一定要面对面。
And they communicate face to face.
还有面对面的时候才能够讲得深入。
Because when they are face to face, they can talk deeply.
摩西能够成为神的朋友。
Moses became the friend of God.
因为神愿意跟他面对面讲话。
Because God was willing to speak to him face to face.
我们今天人啊，这个科技越来越发达。
Today, technology in this world is advancing rapidly.
有时候我们朋友也很少面对面。
So even with our friends, we don't speak face to face. Why?
我们都是低头嘛，上个礼拜我们讲过了嘛。
Because all we need to do is to look down.
现在的朋友都不用联络了，哎呀，有什么事不用讲了，LINE给我。
We don't need to talk. We don't need to talk face to face.
WeChat 给我就好了。
We just use our phones and we text one another.
朋友一起在吃饭，还在玩手机。
Sometimes even among friends, while they're eating, they still are looking at their phones.
等一下，等一下，我这个 text.
They will say, "Wait for me. I'm still texting."
没有很多面对面的。
There's not a lot of face-to-face time.
但是神要跟人面对面。
But God wants to speak face-to-face with man.
为什么
？Why?
因为摩西啊，很愿意跟神交流。
Because here Moses was willing to interact with God.
摩西对神也很忠心。
And Moses was very loyal to God.
所以神愿意跟他做朋友。
Therefore, God was willing to be his friend.
那摩西特别看重他跟神的关系。
And Moses really treasured his relationship with God.
这第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
就说摩西啊，竖长杖，帐篷支带在营外，离营却远。他乘这个帐篷回会幕，求问耶和华的，都要到营外的会幕那里去。
Verse 7. Moses took his tent and pitched outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of meeting. And it came to pass that everyone who sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle of meeting, which was outside the camp.
摩西很看重他跟神的关系。
Moses treasured his relationship with God.
如果我们知道一对朋友啊，要维持友谊啊，要花时间。
We know that for two friends to maintain their friendship, they must invest their time.
如果你平常都不找这个朋友，
if we never look for that friend,
20年没联络了，
then 20 years later,
但是你想说，需要他帮忙耶。
when you need the friend's help,
哇，打个电话给他，哎呀，老朋友啊。
and you call them and you said, hey, old friend,
哇，我们的朋友，你是我最好的朋友了。
You're my best friend.
对方就会想啊，那么好朋友为什么平常不找我？
Then your friend might think, that if I'm such a good friend of yours, then why have you not looked for me for so many years?
你有时有事才找的。
If you only look for your friend at an opportune time,
这种友谊啊，不是那么真实。
Then that is not a true friendship.
没有什么事都找他。
But if you always look for your friend, even when there's nothing required,
讲讲话。
And you only look for your friend to talk,
看看对方好不好啊。
And to see how they are.
把你的心中的事啊，告诉他。
And you tell them what is in your heart.
这种就是很亲密的。
Then you can become good friends.
所以摩西他能够跟神面对面向朋友说话有很多原因。
Therefore, there are many reasons why Moses was able to be a good friend of God and speak to him face to face.
他对神有忠心。
One, he was loyal.
他很爱神。
He also loved the Lord.
他也很有信心。
He had a lot of faith.
但是这里特别强调的是摩西很看重跟神的交流。
But here it also tells us that Moses treasured his relationship with God.
有什么事一定问神。
Whenever anything came up, he would seek advice from God.
什么呀？这个事要怎么做？来问一下神。
He would ask God what to do next.
要审判百姓，先去问一下神。
Before he was about to judge the people, he would inquire from God.
解决不了的事情，也问一下神。
And whenever there was anything that he could not resolve, he would ask God.
天天跟神见面。
He saw God every day.
弟兄姐妹，你问一下你自己。
Brothers and sisters, let us consider ourselves.
你跟神的关系是什么的关系？
What is our relationship with God?
是不是有很有需要的时候就常常会找主？
Do we only look for the Lord when we need Him?
比较没有需要的时候就很少很真诚的祷告。
When we do not have such a strong need for His help, is it that we then do not pray as often?
会不会把主耶稣看成雨伞呢？
Do we see the Lord Jesus as an umbrella?
教会有时候一堆雨伞在那边。
For example, at church, we have a bunch of umbrellas in the back.
宠物都丢掉了。
They were thrown away recently.
有时候每个教会都有收集很多旧的雨伞。
Many churches collect a lot of old umbrellas.
为什么有雨伞留在教会？
But why do the umbrellas get collected at church?
来的时候很大雨啊，带雨伞出门。
It is because when we are coming to church, it is raining very hard.
回家的时候，天气好了。
But when we're going home, the weather has become very good, and so we do not need the umbrella that we brought to church.
我们跟神的关系是不是有这种，把主耶稣当雨伞？
Is our relationship with God or with the Lord Jesus sometimes like this?
主耶稣，你要帮助我，没有工作啊，最近啊。
We treat him like an umbrella when we need him. For example, when we cannot find a job.
医生说我癌症了，剩半年了，你要搭救我。
When we are diagnosed with cancer.
主耶稣不行了。
Or when we have run out of options.
这个时候抓主耶稣抓得最紧。
At those times, we hold on tightly to the Lord Jesus.
生活都很好啊。
But when our lives become very good.
要主耶稣找你啊。
Then the Lord Jesus has to come look for us.
负责人找你了，传道人找你了。
The preacher has to come look for us, or the church council members have to look for us.
等我有空的时候，有空的时候我也。
And even then, we respond by saying, "I'll come when I have more time."
这种跟神的关系啊，就很难维持得很好。
But if we have this kind of umbrella-like relationship with the Lord, then it is difficult for us to be His friend.
摩西把神看得很重要。
Moses treasured his time with God.
神也把摩西看得很重要。
And so God also treasured His relationship with Moses.
是这种态度的问题。
Therefore, it is a question of attitude and mentality.
像主耶稣基督在世上的时候。
For example, when the Lord Jesus Christ was in the world,
常常天都还没有亮就起来祷告。
Oftentimes, before daybreak, he would get up and pray.
上个礼拜天我们教会有办一个老人家的长辈的亲子旅游嘛。
Last Sunday, we had a senior members fellowship trip.
大家有趣的都玩得很开心啊。
And everyone who attended was very happy.
很多人还反映了说明年还要再办一个。
Many attendees also said that they want to attend again next year.
不要限人数，要全教会都可以去。
And they asked that we not limit the number of people, but invite the entire church to go.
实在玩得太开心了。
Because they had such a wonderful time.
我一开始还担心哦。
In the beginning, I was worried.
7:30集合。
I was worried because we had to meet at 7:30 in the morning. It was very early.
大家会不会准时啊？
I was worried that people will not arrive on time.
对不对？那么早耶？
Because it was so early.
平常11点、10点钟、10点半、11点都有时候要那么准时都不容易啊。
Most oftentimes at if we want to meet at 10 or 11, that's already difficult.
旅游公司说, 7点半就要集合, 我说怎么可能?
But the tour agency told us to meet at 7:30, so I thought that was impossible. I thought it was impossible for us to all get there on time.
结果了, one surprise.
But I was surprised.
7点半还没有到,
even before 7:30, everybody arrived.
哇,然后先在那边, Richmond Hill集合, 来到教会也, everybody, 大家都这样。
And we first met in Richmond Hill, and then when we came to church, everybody was here.
大家很准时,
everyone was on time.
哇, 为什么?
Why?
因为大家对这个很期待啊,
it was because of everyone's high expectations.
哇,
去玩耶, for the trip.
很重要啊,
they thought that it was going to be a lot of fun.
万一晚了一点, 上不了巴士怎么办?
They thought if they did not get on the bus on time, then they might miss out on all the fun.
付了钱, 没得去, 不是很吃亏?
If they had already paid their money and they didn't get to go, then that would be very bad.
怎么可以迟到? 一分钟都不可以迟。
This is the reason why none of them were late.
大家的精神非常好,
and everybody was in very good spirits.
玩了一整天, 我都累得不得了了, 我还要当导游的助理, 还要讲讲话, 我都累得不得了, 问大家累不累? 哇, 很多老人家说, 很精神啊, 今天,
and everyone had a lot of fun, and no one was tired except for myself because I tried to assist the tour guide. So I was very tired, but a lot of the older members were not tired.
真的是太开心,
so thank the Lord, it was a great grace that we had so much fun. Everybody treasured this event.
教会一起去玩呢,
everyone who attended thought that it was great that their whole family and the church can gather together on the trip.
约了奶奶, 约了孩子,
we invited our parents and our children and our friends to go with us.
哇, 这种热诚啊, 主耶稣看了, 很喜欢。
When the Lord sees this, He is very pleased.
那我们用这种热诚来对主耶稣。
But let us also have the same mindset towards the Lord Jesus.
你是我最好的朋友。
We should say to the Lord that He is our best friend.
我每个礼拜约了你。
So every week, I will meet with you.
应该是说, 说准一点, 是主耶稣约了我, 主耶稣把这一天留给你。
Rather, we should say that the Lord Jesus is setting this day to meet with us.
你会怎么看这个约会?
And so if we have this date with the Lord Jesus, how will you see it?
你会把这种最, 最爱神的, 最期待的心情来对待神?
Will you bring a heart of great expectations to come and see the Lord?
就是你跟你最好的朋友约了。
It is as if you are meeting up with your best friend.
哇, 那么久再见面一次, 肯定要好好把握。
And you will think to yourself that since I'm seeing him after such a long time, I need to treasure this opportunity and speak much to him and listen to what he says. Then if we do so, then we can put aside all other activities of our lives. And we will be determined to come on the day that we are meeting the Lord and prepare ourselves early and adorn ourselves well. And put ourselves in the best possible light as we come to see the Lord.
主耶稣看到你这样说,
when the Lord Jesus sees us this way, He will see us as His great
very good friend.
Because we treasure our time with Him, He will also treasure us.
朋友之间就是这样,
and this is how friends should be. We should respect one another.
你不尊重你的朋友啊, 你朋友心里也看不起你。
If you do not respect your friend, then your friend also will not look highly upon you.
神说, 你尊重我, 我就尊重你。
But the Lord tells us that if we respect Him, then He will respect us.
神说, 你不尊重我, 我也不尊重你。
The Lord says that if we do not respect Him, then He too will not respect
所以啊,
us.
摩西啊, 很尊重神。
Therefore, Moses respected God very much.
神跟他讲什么, 他不敢不做。
When God told him to do something, he always did it.
神约他要见面, 要谈事情, 那每天都去那个, 帐幕,
Because God wanted to speak to him every day, so Moses went to the tabernacle of meeting every single day.
如果你是神啊, 你会不谈摩西吗?
If you were God himself, would you not enjoy meeting with Moses?
神很谈摩西,
God loved Moses very much.
面对面, 其他没有人, 其他是透过摩西讲话, 不会面对面的, 只有摩西是面对面。
He speak only to Moses face to face and no one else. Therefore, we must have this kind of relationship with God today. The difficulty does not lie in God. The difficulty lies in us. Whether or not we're willing to bring out this kind of heart. Let's turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24.
箴言十八章二十四节。
Proverbs 18:24.
懒叫朋友的是自取败坏，但有一朋友比弟兄更亲密。
Verse 24, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
哇，朋友啊，是每个人都需要的。
Everyone needs friends.
但是你不要乱叫朋友。
But we should not make friends hastily.
因为你乱叫朋友，就会自取败坏。
Because if we make friends hastily, then we might become corrupt ourselves.
要找朋友，要找好的朋友。
If we look for friends, we must look for good friends.
要找主内的好的朋友。
We need to look for friends who are in the Lord.
但是这里说有一个朋友呢，比弟兄更亲密。
However, here it tells us that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
这个朋友是谁呢？
Who is that friend?
就是主耶稣基督。
That friend is the Lord Jesus himself.
如果你跟他亲，
If you are close to the Lord,
他会跟你更亲。
Then he will be even closer to you.
他一直与你同在。
And he will always be with you.
帮助你。
He will help you.
在你困惑的时候，他给你指引。
In your difficult times, he will instruct you on what to do.
孤单的时候与你同在。
When you're lonely, he will be with you.
彷徨的时候给你安慰。
When you have failed, he will comfort you.
所以我们做主的朋友。
Therefore, let us be the friend of the Lord.
唱诗四百。